The Passover Supper. The first Passover symbolized Jesus Christ's sacrifice and showed what it means to be God's covenant people. In Moses' day, thousands of years ago, the firstborn in Egypt were dying in the final plague. But God provided a way for his people to be spared. If they performed a symbolic ritual, the destroying angel would pass over them. In this way, the children of Israel showed that they were God's people. And through the Passover, God saved them from destruction, delivered them from bondage, and sent them to inherit a promised land. See Exodus 12. Here's a brief description of the different parts of the Passover. They represent various aspects of Jesus Christ's ultimate sacrifice for our sins, as well as our covenant with God. Bitter herbs. Possibly endive, chicory, wild lettuce, horehound, sorrel, dandelions, horseradish, parsley, snake root, peppermint, or other herbs with a bitter taste. How it was used. Eaten along with the lamb. Represents bitterness of slavery and captivity in Egypt. Bitterness of slavery to sin. Bitterness of Christ's suffering for our sins. Lamb. A year-old lamb without blemish. How it was used. Killed and then roasted with fire, whole. No bones broken, head, legs, and edible inner parts attached. It was to be eaten during the Passover night, nothing remaining in the morning. If anything did remain, it was to be burned. Represents Jesus Christ as perfect and sinless sacrifice for sins. The sweet experience of coming unto him, as opposed to the bitterness of sin. The complete dedication required of those under covenant to God. Unleavened bread. Bread, most likely made from emmer wheat, barley, or sorghum, without leaven, which makes bread softer, but also more susceptible to mold and other decay. In addition, leavened bread takes much longer to make since the dough needs time to rise. How it was used. Eaten for 7 days. Leaven, which was probably some kind of sourdough starter, was to be removed from each home during this time. Represents purity, haste of flight from captivity, Christ as the bread of life. Blood on lintel and posts. How it was used. Hyssop, an herb later used in ritual purifications, was dipped in the bowl of blood from the lamb, and then the blood was placed on the lintel and posts of the door. Represents a sign identifying God's covenant people, purification through Christ's blood, which was shed to atone for our sins. Loins girt, feet shod, staff in hand, standing while eating. Represents readiness for hasty flight from captivity, desire for freedom from sin. Significant Passovers with the Savior. First Passover, purification of the temple. Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. See John 2:13-17. Second Passover, miracle of the loaves and fishes. I am the bread of life. See John 6. Third Passover, Last Supper, introducing the sacrament. This do in remembrance of me. See Luke 22:7-20. April 3rd, 1836. On Easter Sunday, 1836, the second day of Passover, the Savior appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery in the Kirtland Temple, and then priesthood keys were restored. Sidebar. Our Passover. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, "Do we see our weekly sacramental service as our Passover, remembrance of our safety and deliverance and redemption? With so very much at stake, this ordinance commemorating our escape from the angel of darkness should be taken more seriously than it sometimes is." End of the article, The Passover Supper, read by Austin Peterson.